What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, March 9th, hump day, middle of the week, 2011, starting that long, slow glide down to POW on a Friday, and we hope another relaxing weekend. I don't know how relaxing it's going to be. We're having a lot of earthquakes and other geological weirdness out here. As you probably heard, there was a magnitude 7.2 earthquake off the coast of Japan last night. Actually generated a small tsunami. Well, small for us here in Hawaii, not so small for the people in Japan. They had some real issues with it. Aftershocks are continuing right up to the present moment. We're still getting alerts that they're happening. And the reason this is an area of concern is the hypocenter of all these major quakes is right on the edge of a really large undersea trench. And if from all the shaking there were to be a large collapse of, like, say, one side or one wall or a large section of the trench collapsing into it, then we would really see major tsunamis, the kind that they try and simulate in these TV shows. You see, have a mega tsunami, this and that, kind of Cumbre Vieja kind of a situation. So we're keeping an eye on that. We're still feeling these little tiny quakes coming up from the Big Island as Kilauea erupts. And so it's kind of like, you know, like Mother Earth is saying, get off me, or something like that. But it's going on. Obviously, the big news today continues to be the situation over in Libya. We're now learning that one of the major Libyan generals has changed sides and has abandoned Gaddafi and has joined with the revolution in Zawiya. And this is also hard on the heels of this story that one of the other general officers of Gaddafi just arrived in Cairo. Nobody's saying why. It's starting to look about as mysterious as when Rudolf Hess flew over to Great Britain and parachuted into the country. Maybe he was trying to change sides, or he's carrying a message. We don't know. But it's starting to look more and more like Gaddafi is on his way out, and all of Israel's horses and all of Israel's men cannot put Gaddafi back together again. The rumor making the rounds on the internet, if you were paying attention yesterday, Gaddafi was supposed to make an announcement to the assembled media at this hotel in Tripoli. He kept them waiting for like 8 hours. Showed up, talked briefly to one reporter who said nothing, and then got in the car and left again. And the reporters are saying, what's going on? I mean, everybody was waiting breathlessly. The world media was paying attention. The rumor we're getting is that Gaddafi was on the verge of announcing that he was stepping down and got a phone call saying, don't you dare do it. We're backing you. We're supporting you. We're going to keep you in power. Same exact thing that happened with Hosni Mubarak. Remember when they were saying, oh, he's going to step down, he's going to step down. Then he gets on TV and says, I'm staying here, what are you going to do about it? Whereupon the Egyptian people kicked his gluteus maximus out of office. And I'm hearing basically from my sources that, once again, Israel, which wants to keep Gaddafi in power, Israel's trying to find some way to blunt this global revolution before it gets to the IMF and to Israel itself. That they talked Gaddafi into sticking around a little bit longer. But now that his general officers are beginning to bug out, it is looking more and more like Gaddafi's days are numbered. And it will be a huge, huge political black eye for Israel, second in a row after Egypt, and sends a message to the other Israeli puppet rulers of the Middle East. Israel cannot protect you. They cannot keep you in your positions of power. If you anger your own people, you are on your own. And this is going to make a lot of tyrants very, very nervous and hopefully a little less tyrannical than they were the week before. So we're going to see where that goes. Meanwhile, over here in the United States, we are continuing to see this constant spin and propagandizing about why this time the United States really cannot intervene in Libya and cannot do a no-fly zone and cannot do any of that stuff. And, of course, we know what's really going on. Israel's backing Gaddafi. They're sending him mercenaries. And the United States and Great Britain will not stand up to Israel. So now they're trying to look good to their own people while they back off and let Israel crush the democracy movement. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
FM. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the very, very awkward political situation the United States government finds themselves in. Because we, the United States, are supposed to be the bastion of democracy and liberty and the right of the people to overthrow a bad government. And the United States has continually justified its military incursions into other countries with the promise that we are bringing these people democratic reform. Not that we ever actually do it, but that's the cover story. So now all of a sudden you have the people of Libya are rising up against Muammar Gaddafi, who used to be the bad guy until he got bought, then he was a good guy, now he's a bad guy again. And the United States has been talking about military intervention because they'd like to go in and basically reconquer the place in order to control those oil fields. Then all of a sudden we find out that Israel is on the other side. They're supporting Gaddafi. He's their bought and paid for puppet tyrant, and they want to keep him in place. And they've sent something like 50,000 mercenaries over there with the blessing and permission of Benjamin Netanyahu. And Israel's own media is confirming this is all a fact. So this puts the United States in a very awkward situation because we know the United States can never ever say or do anything against Israel. When Israel attacked the aid flotilla and killed a bunch of people, including an American citizen, the U.S. government did absolutely nothing at all about it. We know the United States government is completely controlled by Israel, as was the case in Egypt, as is about to be the former case in Libya. And so the United States is in this awkward position. They'd sort of built this case for intervention in Libya, and now they're having to back away and justify not doing anything while Israel goes in with their mercenaries and starts slaughtering the Libyan people. So we've got Hillary Clinton out there saying, well, you know, the no-fly zone, that has to be up to the United Nations. And we already know Russia and China will veto any attempt to impose a no-fly zone. And probably pretty much the entire Security Council still angry over the United States veto of the resolution to declare Israel's illegal settlements in the West Bank to be illegal settlements in the West Bank. They're probably not going to be too sympathetic to the American agenda at this point either. So that immediately basically gives the United States an out by saying, oh, it's the United Nations decision, then they're safe. They're not going to have to do anything to make it look like they support the Libyan people while at the same time angering Israel. So it's kind of an escape hatch here. I mean, the United States government was all hot and bothered to go in there until Israel says, well, we're supporting the other guy, and you got to stay out of the way here. Meanwhile, we have Michael Ratner, executive director of the New York-based Center for Constitutional Rights, saying the United States has no moral authority to take Gaddafi to the criminal court. And he's actually correct. Because the United States refused to act when Israel attacked Gaza during Operation Cast Lead. They refused to act when Israel attacked the aid flotilla in international waters, a clear violation of international law. Israel was using white phosphorus on civilians in Gaza. That's a war crime. And the United States does nothing whatsoever. The United States is not a member of the International Criminal Court. And in fact, back in 2003, prior to the invasion of Iraq, the United States was going around to all their allies and getting these treaties saying that American officials and American military officers would be immune from arrest on ICC warrants within these allied countries, which was kind of the first giveaway that the United States was about to embark on some massive violations of international law. So we're basically seeing the American media and the government attempt to spin their way out of this contradiction of trying to pretend to the American people that the U.S. government still supports democracy, while at the same time allowing Israel to basically go in and support Gaddafi against the pro-democracy movement within Libya itself. And I guess this is where these media talking heads at the TV networks and the newspapers really earn their money. Let's see. Okay, before we go any further, studio call line 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I believe it's Bill in the control room today, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble and answering the phones when you call in. So feel free to pick up the phone and dial on in there. Over in Yemen, where they're still going through all of their turmoil, the Yemen army basically attacked their university, where a lot of the student protests against the government are centered. And they basically went in to stop the protests, and they went in with rubber bullets and tear gas, and a lot of people got wounded. So it's getting very, very ugly over there. And I want to say something about rubber bullets. Originally, rubber bullets were these very large kind of dense foam rubber bullets that were propelled from these very large tubes with compressed gas in most cases. These days, when they talk about rubber bullets, they're talking about hard rubber bullets in the usual caliber so they can load them in regular guns. Very often, they have steel cores to give them the mass necessary to travel downrange. And at close range, they're just as harmful as real bullets. So they're using the name to try and make it look like they're being kind, but they aren't. They're out there firing guns and tear gas at their own citizens. That is the ultimate crime. When a government has to attack its own people, it is a confession the government has failed completely and utterly, and it needs to go, because once you fire on your own people, there's no going back to status quo ante. There absolutely is. They've crossed the line. It's time for them to go. Speaking of things getting bloody, Afghanistan was the bloodiest year in a decade. I think we just had another very small quake here. Afghanistan was the bloodiest, the 2010 was the bloodiest year for the decade. It's getting worse over there. And there's a story about how apparently our soldiers who are suffering amputations in Afghanistan, they're losing more than one limb at a time because of the improvised explosive devices that are being deployed against them to get them to leave Afghanistan and go home. And I'm still not entirely clear why we're still there other than the opium in the oil. So I guess that's a small price to pay. All those maimed kids is a small price to pay for unending access to Afghanistan's oil and opium and Caspian Sea natural gas. Now, Reuters Ipsos carried out a poll, and the overwhelming majority of Americans see the United States as clearly on the wrong track. Now, this would hardly come as a surprise. I think the only surprise of it is that Reuters would actually admit that. But at this point, absent somebody who's on a federal government paycheck, like the morons over at TSA, virtually everybody you talk to understands the United States has gone down a wrong track. We've gone down the track to a fascist dictatorship. We're already there. We're being fondled and groped and x-rayed everywhere we go. We're treated like criminals while the criminals are given basically the run of the place. And so it's not surprising that the majority of Americans think we've gone in a wrong direction. And it's not surprising that the government will ignore this and continue on that direction because, hey, it works for them, and who cares what the people think here. Now, at this point, I want to talk about this hearing they're having in Congress tomorrow on radical Islam and the threat it poses to the United States of America. There is no threat to the United States from Islam. The threat to the United States comes from AIPAC and the subversion of the United States government by Israel. There is no radical Islam out there. All the radical Islamics are fakes, like Adam Gadan and Adam Perlman is his real name. Yusuf al-Khattab, his real name is Joseph Cohen. Amzi al-Amrika, his real name is Zachary Chesser. They're all frauds. The real Muslims are all very peaceful people. They're all very relaxed and calm people. And the proof of that is very simple. Iran became an Islamic Republic in 1979, and from that day to this, they haven't invaded anybody. You cannot make that same claim about the Jewish state of Israel, and you cannot make that same claim about the United States of America, which is officially secular but predominantly Christian. So who is the threat to the world and world peace? It's not the Muslims. They're the most harmless people out there. It's all these fakes running around claiming to be Muslim terrorists to trick us into hating the people that our lords and masters want us to hate. We know the government lied to us about 9/11. We know that the Osama bin Laden has been dead for all these many long years. We know it's all a fraud to trick us into war. We have to be willing to stand up and say the fraud has gone on long enough. When I put up the story at whatreallyhappened.com about battle lines drawn over King hearing on radical Islam, the only comment I felt appropriate putting up there was a photograph of the old Nazi rallies demonizing the Jews and saying the Jews were responsible for all the problems and the Jews are the threat and the Jews are blah, 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 blah. And if it's wrong for the Nazis to do this to the Jewish people, then it is wrong for the American government to do it to the Muslims. You cannot say it's okay here, but not okay over there. That double standard is very obvious. And I know we do not want to go down the path of saying, well, it's okay for us to do it to the Muslims, and therefore, in hindsight, it was probably okay for the Nazis to do it to the Jews, because it wasn't. If it's wrong when the Nazis did it, and it was, it's wrong when the U.S. government is doing it, and it is. This isn't even going to be a hearing or investigation. It's just another opportunity for this hate fest of propaganda, like we saw at that Orange County videotape the other day, where they're out there screaming about 9/11 and send them to see Allah and just trying to sell the hate. They're reaching the end of the propaganda campaign. Even Hillary Clinton is admitting they're losing the war for the minds of America and the minds of the world. This is the last desperate gasp to try and convince America that the Muslims are bad, evil people that we should all throw our money and our children's lives into destroying preemptively. And it's not true. Iran, Islamic State, hasn't invaded anybody since 1979. Israel attacked or invaded Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Lebanon again, Gaza again. United States, I can't even remember how many people they've invaded. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to talk a little bit about the economy. The economic news, of course, continues to be major, major problems. And I think the biggest story right now is that PIMCO, the largest government bonds trader, is dumping treasuries. They're getting rid of all of them. And it's, you know, they're dumping their bonds. They're basically getting out of that. And this should be sending shockwaves, you know, through the entire economy, because Bill Gross is basically out there saying that treasuries are overvalued, meaning he's not thinking they're going to generate the returns that the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve claim that they're going to generate when, you know, they mature. In other words, Bill Gross and PIMCO are saying treasuries are now bad investments. They do not believe the economy is going to turn around to a point where these debts can be repaid. And we have seen this model before, because back when Bill Clinton was president of the United States of America, he literally looted the Social Security Trust Fund's cash buildup for the baby boomer retirements. And he moved it over to the general revenues ledger, and he spent it like general revenues. And that was where he got his wonderful magic budget surplus that he said made him such a good financial manager. And he called it a loan. Well, the problem was, back when Clinton was in office, the economy was really chugging along. It was boom times back then, or at least that's what we were being told. And common sense has to tell you that if you're borrowing money when the economy is really, really good, there's never going to be an economy that's good enough to pay it back, which is, of course, exactly why we have a Social Security crisis right now. The baby boomers are retiring. The money is simply not there. Congress is already talking about, we're going to have to cut benefits. We just don't have the money. It went for new carpeting in the various government buildings. And so now PIMCO is looking at the U.S. Treasuries and saying they're not really the solid investments they used to be, and they're dumping them. And that should be the financial headline of the day, but it isn't. I don't know, what are they doing, still slapping Charlie Sheen around or something over there in the corporate media? The Forbes 400 in the last 5 years, the 400 wealthiest people in America in the last 5 years have tripled their wealth. Talking about the wealth inequality, they've tripled their wealth at a time when more and more foreclosures are happening, homes are being taken, the American people are being driven into absolute complete poverty. So we do have this incredible wealth inequality here in the United States of America. We actually have a greater wealth inequality than they had over there in Egypt just before the revolution. And it doesn't matter whether they say, well, the American people, you know, are still better off than the Egyptians. Maybe, maybe not. We're not sure. We're being lied to about the joblessness rate. We know we've got massive amounts of people on food stamps, massive unemployment, massive homelessness. We got 4,000 at least here on this island alone. They're trying to sweep them off the beaches and get them away from the eyes of the tourists. I don't know where they're going to go. What are they going to do? Walk them into the ocean? I'm not entirely sure. Now, complicating this, down in Florida, the David J. Stern Law Firm, one of the biggest and most vile of the foreclosure mills, right at the heart of this creation of phony paperwork to expedite foreclosures, they've just collapsed. Anywhere between 20,000 and 100,000 foreclosure cases in the Tampa Bay area may have been thrown into legal limbo by the closing of this law firm. And it is a complete mess. Now, the good news is for all those homeowners, it is at least a temporary reprieve from the foreclosure proceedings. Because even with the mortgage companies hiring new lawyers, the paperwork has to be redone, and under the new rules and awareness, they have to do it right this time. This could put as much as a year onto the resolution of some of these cases. Bank of America is saying that nearly half of their mortgages are bad. And they're trying to basically sequester them off into a separate unit, which maybe they might spin it off as a corporation and let it go bankrupt to try and preserve what's left of its positive mortgages. But nearly half of their mortgages are bad. That's the reality of the situation. I would speculate that what is true for Bank of America is probably true pretty much across the board. Nearly half the mortgages are bad because the U.S. government gave tax credits to corporations to encourage the transfer of high-paying jobs to other countries. We've been saying it for a long time. I'm going to say it again. The U.S. government took your jobs to make it easier for the banks to take your homes to pay for the cost of the biggest financial swindle in history, the mortgage-backed security fraud. We got a caller on the line, Scott in West Virginia. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha to you, buddy. Hey, listen, I just wanted to, I don't hardly ever, I never call in. I don't think I've ever, maybe I have, but I don't know. But anyhow, I want to commend you for standing up and saying that the Muslims are not our enemies, and I appreciate that so much. And, you know, I'm as white as they get, and I'm a studier of the Bible, and I can tell you right now, you are exactly right. And another thing, I just heard recently, and maybe you can expand on this, about how these banks have figured out how they went to, I guess they went into court here, what, a week ago or something, and figured out how to go ahead and kind of take advantage of it.
Okay, Scott, we got to let you go and take a commercial break, but you're absolutely right. Left to themselves, people live together in peace quite well. Scott, thanks a lot. We got to let you go. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, welcome back to the show here and getting back to the world of... Actually, I want to respond to what Scott was saying here. I mean, history will bear me out on this. Left to themselves, Christians and Jews and Muslims get along pretty much fine. And it is only when you get these... Hello? Oh, I got distracted. Okay, Christians and Jews and Muslims get along in peace. It's only when you get these politicians, these clergy, these child molesters in the funny-looking robes screaming about the invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can see and hear, that wars happen. The problem with the world today is not the Jews, and it is not the Christians, and it is not the Muslims. It's this invisible man who lives in the clouds that nobody else can see and hear, and all the bozos who claim to speak on his behalf. We get rid of those, we will have peace. Now, back to the world of finance here. Over in London, they've arrested two more of the key players in the Icelandic bank collapse. I think the total is now 9. Of the bankers that have been arrested and are being prosecuted and thrown in jail. And this is the best way to deal with the situation. Iceland's economy is already on the way up. They may be pretty much the only one in the world except for Israel, which lives on handouts from other countries. But Iceland's economy has turned around. It's on its way back up. And that's what the United States should have done. In fact, every one of the countries where this mortgage-backed security fraud was played out, they need to do exactly the same thing. Throw the bankers in jail who did it, and fire the governments that helped them do it. And then we will have peace and prosperity. All right. Now, over in Great Britain, yet another banker salary scandal. The Royal Bank of Scotland handed their chief executive, Stephen Hester, a £7.7 million pay package for last year, even though the bank lost more than £1 billion and had to be bailed out at taxpayer expense. Why are we rewarding failure? Why are people who work very hard being asked to go without, like the teachers in Wisconsin, while the bankers who created this mess keep getting more and more money? Where did the concept of meritocracy go to, where those who do a good job get rewarded and those who fail are gotten rid of? We don't seem to have that anymore. We seem to have a society where absolute total losers are handed power and control over everybody else, whether it's the financial criminals in Wall Street, the losers at TSA who now have a right to fondle us and go through our belongings without our permission, or senators like John McCain who think the iPad and the iPhone are made in the United States of America, let alone Caribou Barbie. Our society is upside down. The very best people are being kept down on the bottom. And nothing but crooks and con artists and fakers are at the highest levels of our society. That is wrong, fundamentally. Now, we are beginning to see here in the United States of America this idea of making Wall Street pay for their crimes. And to basically, there's going to be protesters basically saying it's time to make the banks pay. They did this. We didn't. We, the American people, did not do this. The teachers in Wisconsin did not do this. The union members did not create this mess. Wall Street greed made this mess. Even Alan Greenspan is admitting it. So why are the people being told they must make the sacrifices to cover the losses? It's the essence of a fascist dictatorship. The poor are always made to pay for all. Now, speaking of the TSA, everybody's favorite agency, apparently over in SeaTac Airport, there's been another scandal where passengers are just sitting in the waiting areas. They're not in the security gate. They're just minding their own business, just seated around the airport, and TSA workers are just coming up at random and just going through their purses and carry-ons and luggages. Random selection. Random choices. And this is upsetting a lot of people, as well it should. It's like people just coming up and rummaging through your private belongings for no reason whatsoever. And let's see. We're also hearing, there is an attempt to, down in Texas, to basically pass legislation that will criminalize a great deal of TSA's activities. I'm sorry to be distracted, but the phones are ringing. And okay. Anyway, down in Texas, Republican Representative David Simpson is trying to get a bill that would classify any search without probable cause as an act of sexual harassment. The naked body scanners would be deemed criminal voyeurism. And again, he's trying to basically reassert the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Fourth Amendment provisions against that. So people are trying to make a stand, and people are beginning to understand there is no war on terror. There's a war on freedom. There's a war against the American people. And the front line of it is the TSA. They are the enemy of the people. They are the Sheriff of Nottingham's thugs, sent out to loot the people, to keep them fearful, to keep them oppressed down, and to keep them from standing up and saying, wait a minute, this doesn't work for us anymore. Now, one of the most alarming problems that we have seen in the Department of Homeland Security is their what is called mission creep. Department of Homeland Security was started to protect us from foreign terrorists. which they're doing by fondling people at the Ohio airports. But now, because they haven't actually found any real terrorists, they're trying to redefine their mission in life in order to keep the money flowing to them. And they're getting into all this computer crime situation, where they're basically trying to go out and enforce intellectual property rights. And apparently the newest policy from the Department of Homeland Security is they're starting to shut down websites that merely link to websites with copyrighted content, which basically means they're going after the news aggregators to basically shut down the internet's ability to put out information and provide a context that, you know, allows people to understand the amount of deception that's going on in the corporate media. Meanwhile, apparently the Department of Homeland Security, desperate to have somebody they could wave at the newspapers as an evil terroristic villain, have been running their own bogus websites selling tourism for pedophiles. Apparently for a year they ran this precious treasure holiday company that was arranging trips from the U.S. to places like Canada where clients could theoretically engage in sexual activity with minors. And it was a complete fake set up by the Department of Homeland Security, and apparently they've done it twice before, and they've actually had one arrest. All that money, all that fraud and everything, they got one person they were able to arrest. I mean, just when you think Department of Homeland Security cannot get any sleazier, you know, this happens. And let's see. Bill, I need to step away here from for a second. Could you put up some music for me for a second? I need to go check on something. Billy, you there? Bill? Oh, okay. Yeah, and I'm sorry to do that, but I just got to check on something. All right, I'll be back in 1 minute. Okay, and I apologize for that to all my listeners, but there was a large, loud, unexplained noise, and I was not seeing and hearing my wife in the area, and I just had to go check on her, and I apologize, and it's very unprofessional, but I really did have a compelling reason here. All right, getting back to the situation here, the DA, the Department of Homeland Security, and basically the warning is, if you're out there and you see a website that is offering you free movies, or free music albums, or free anything, or we're gonna send you pictures of all kinds of scantily clad people, and, you know, come here, we will take you away to a tropic island where you can have sex with barnyard animals or anything like that. Probably more than likely, you're dealing with the Department of Homeland Security. I get these things emailed to me all the time. Go to this website and you can download the entire movie of The Day After Tomorrow. I don't need to. I worked on it. I already have a copy. But they're being set up as sting operations. And here's really where it comes down to, okay? There are no real terrorists. There are very few real criminals outside of Wall Street and Washington, D.C. The Department of Homeland Security is justifying everything that it's doing by setting up stings and entrapment operations, because they got to have bodies to put in front of the cameras over at the TV networks. It's like this thing with this synagogue bombing. It was completely set up by an FBI informant, and the patsies went along with it just because they were getting money. And they weren't actually going to bomb the synagogues. They just figured they were going to rip off this guy for all the money that he was flinging left and right. Your money, by the way, is what they're using in this thing. And so you got to be very, very, very careful about any websites that offer these little earthly delights and whatnot. They're probably being run, you know, by the FBI or by the Department of Homeland Security. They're desperate to create the criminals they need to justify their continuing budgets. Our regular civic police departments are having to cut their budgets. They're having to shut down patrol cars, they're having to let officers go. And yet the federal policing agencies like the TARP police, did you realize the Troubled Asset Relief Program has its own police force? Their budget got almost doubled. They got bulletproof armor and automatic weapons. And why did TARP need a police force? And why do we need yet another heavily funded police force with body armor and black Nomex and riot control weapons? Do they really think that the people who benefited from TARP are going to riot? I don't think so. The people who got looted for TARP certainly might. Maybe that's what the TARP police are really all about. Speaking of rioting, we're not there yet. Up in Michigan, in a scene reminiscent of Wisconsin, hundreds of protesters are jamming the Michigan state capitol to oppose a bill that would give emergency managers authority to break labor deals to revive failing schools and cities. And once again, we're seeing the same pattern. Wall Street loots the American people for $12.3 trillion. What does government do? Do they go back to Wall Street and say, give us back that $12.3 trillion? No, they go down to the teachers and they say, you got to make do with less money. They go to the firefighters and say, you got to make do with less money. They go to the bricklayers and say, you got to live on less. You must make do with less so that we can have more. That is the unending message we're getting from the Republican administration. And they're going out there trying to break the unions because they see it as a political advantage going into 2012. Personally, I think it's going to backlash. I'm a paleocon. I've been a Republican for pretty much all my life. I come from a family of Republicans. My grandfather used to get drunk with Dick Nixon. And I'm appalled. I'm offended by a Republican leadership that is so ruthless that they would throw teachers under the bus for a political advantage in 2012. I cannot support that kind of mindset. I cannot support that kind of savagery in our society. And I think probably a lot of other Republicans are going to feel very much the same way. I'm just utterly disgusted by this kind of grandstand electioneering and complete disregard for what they're doing to the teachers and the public workers, who are the only ones actually trying to do the functions of government out here. Take care of our kids, take care of our society, keep things repaired and fixed and operating. It's no longer a priority, apparently. Now, over in Washington, D.C., protesters actually shut down a Bank of America branch over issues of the fact that these large companies are not paying their taxes. And so the tax burden gets shoved onto the American people. National People's Action recently issued a report about how Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley have avoided paying billions of dollars in taxes. And when they refuse to pay their taxes, the taxes get dumped on the American people. The study found that over the past 2 years, the six banks paid income tax at an approximate rate of 11% of their pre-tax earnings in the United States, far less than the 35% they're legally required to pay. In other words, they're cheating on their taxes. And rather than go after the bankers, the government simply turns around and says, you, the American people, you're helpless victims. We'll just take the money from you. All righty. So moving right along. Let's see. In New York here, there's a protest against David Horowitz speaking. He's out there. He's at the forefront of this last desperate attempt to demonize the Muslims and say, ooh, they're the enemy. Go hurt them. Hurt them. They're still trying to float this idea that the crash of 2007 was caused by an act of terror from the Mideast or somewhere. And, you know, it's just a complete joke. They're not even really caring about whether any of this makes any sense at all. They're just hurling as many lies as they can out there, hoping that one of them will find traction, and that will be the one that they will go on. Meanwhile, survivors of the Japanese-American internment camps in World War II. Remember, when Pearl Harbor happened, when Franklin Roosevelt goaded Japan into attacking Pearl Harbor and then pretended it was a surprise attack, all the Japanese Americans were rounded up and put in these internment camps, concentration camps. You know, we all talk about the Nazi concentration camps. We had them here in the United States of America. We took away these people's homes. These were not dangerous enemy subversives. They were Japanese Americans who had moved to this country to seek a better life. They were contributing members of society. none of them had committed any crimes whatsoever. And the U.S. government rounded them all up and herded them into these camps. And so the survivors of this atrocity are standing up and saying it was wrong when the Nazis did it to the Jews, it was wrong when the Americans did it to the Japanese, and it's wrong when the Americans are trying to do it to the Muslims. If you can find an actual terrorist, and so far TSA hasn't, put him in jail. Give him a trial before a jury of his peers, provide evidence of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and put him in jail. Do not criminalize entire segments of our society just in case. It doesn't work. And it is an offense to every American service person who lost life or limb to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Hello, I'm Eric. Welcome back to the show here. We're just getting a story coming in, a Kansas House committee endorsed a bill Wednesday that would cut future retirement benefits for current teachers and government workers to help solve the long-term funding woes of their pension system. Who ruined the pensions? Remember, pensions, basically, there is a payroll deduction that goes into the pension fund. The pension fund gets invested at Wall Street. Wall Street sold the pension funds these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities and wrecked the pension funds. So what do these state governments do that are responsible for administering these pensions and should have been keeping a better eye on these things? They turn around and say, sorry, we're not going to be able to give you the money we thought you were going to because we can't stand up to the banks. The money is all-powerful. The money is holy. We can never challenge that. You realize that back in medieval times, serfs were kept in their place with this brainwashed, imposed belief in the divine right of kings. We're in the same situation now. We're living in a society where bankers now have the divine right. We're not allowed to challenge them. We're not allowed to say that you must give the money back that you took under false pretenses. We're not allowed to say that you too must have a cut in pay and benefits to match that of the American people whose lives you've looted in the biggest financial swindle in history. I don't believe in the divine right of kings. I don't believe in the divine right of bankers. These people must be held to account. And the state governments, if they do not want to risk rioting in their own hometowns, they have got to unite together and go up to Wall Street and say, we trusted you with our money. You lied to us. You committed criminal fraud. You will either make good on all that money you took from us, or we will throw you in state prison. With the exception of a couple of really bad screw-ups like Bernie Madoff and, Sanford, who were busted for running Ponzi schemes, not for the fraudulent mortgage-backed security. None of the masterminds of that swindle have gone to jail. They haven't even been arrested. None of them are wearing handcuffs. They're wearing $100,000 wristwatches that they bought with your money. Why are the masterminds of this huge financial swindle not being arrested? Why are they not in orange jumpsuits? Why are they not getting the perp walk into the back of the paddy wagon? Going to go to the phones. Chris in Missouri. Aloha. Chris, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Chris, are you there? I am not hearing Chris in Missouri.
Hello?
Hello, Chris. You there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. What's on
your mind? Good deal. Hey, I enjoy your show so much. Hey, good news about the David J. Lostern firm going under.
Yes.
I just looked their phone number up in Plantation, Florida. It's 954-233-8000. And I would encourage everyone to call the law firm and tell them maybe now they're going to get a taste of their own medicine.
Well, I don't know if that kind of harassment would really accomplish much of anything. At this point, I think they're probably unplugging the phones even as we speak.
I just called them and it was quite pleasurable.
Okay, well, if that's what gets you going, okay. That'll be fine. You know, he needs to be in jail along with everybody else. This was a
huge fraud.
All right. Chris, we got to let you go for a station break. We'll be back in 1 minute.